Today is Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. Time now for a look at local news on the tornado. I'm Jacob Just reporting. While gas prices across North Dakota rose 1.5 cents in August, it's been 16 years since motorists paid a lower average price for the month. Today's statewide average stands at $2.11, while the national average is $2.23. On this day 1 year ago, North Dakota motorists were paying $2.57, while nationally the average stood at $2.58. The average price paid for a gallon of regular gas in North Dakota during August was $2.10, while last year the monthly average was $2.63. The last time the August average was below $2.10 was in 2004, when the average was $1.93. Gasoline demand continues to increase, but still remains below last year's level. At the same time, gasoline supplies remain well above average for this time of year. As the summer travel season comes to a close, the trend for prices is lower. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has requested a presidential disaster declaration for a severe storm that caused flash flooding and resulted in more than $5 million in damage to roads and other infrastructure. In a letter Monday to President Donald Trump through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Burgum requested that a major disaster be declared for six counties: Benson, Grand Forks, McKenzie, Mountrail, Nelson, and Wells. The June 29th through July 1st storm packed high winds, hail, and 4 to 8 inches of rain. The declaration would unlock FEMA aid to help cities, counties, and townships repair roads and other infrastructure. And North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is personally reviewing a second wave of applicants seeking pardons for low-level marijuana crimes. The policy adopted last year allows the governor to erase records of people who have avoided unlawful behavior for 5 years. But even with the endorsement of the state's Pardon Advisory Board, getting a record wiped clean is no guarantee with the governor. Burgum approved only 16 of the 26 applicants in the first wave of applications earlier this year. A spokesman says Burgum refused to endorse all applicants because of, quote, more serious offenses on their records. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, head to newsdakota.com. For AM 1220 and 95.9 FM The Tornado, I'm Jacob Just.